Welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress.
Father, we give you praise in Jesus' name today. And Lord, we rely upon you heavily. We lean upon your wonderful name this morning. And we thank you, Father God, for your word. We thank you, Father God, for this house. We thank you, Father God, for this people that you have assembled together this morning. Talk through my lips, Jesus, today, I pray. Touch my tongue with a coal of fire, that your anointing would break every yoke and destroy it and demolish it and put it down under our feet. In Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you this morning. This is the reason I've been born, I believe, and put on the planet Earth. This is the reason why Pastor Paul met me at, he was 8 and a half and I was 5. And my whole life was already planned out for me. My destiny, my purpose, my future, already at 5 years old, God saw where we would be one day. And it's to encourage people. I love to encourage people. And I want to encourage you this morning because I believe by the Spirit of God, in fact, I've entitled this message, The Perils of Discouragement. And I believe that the enemy is working overtime because he knows the hour is late and the time is short. And so he's trying to cause the people of God, the body of Christ, the precious body of Christ, to walk around feeling discouraged. And so I'm going to address that this morning. And I believe by the time we leave here, discouragement is going to be gone. A garment of praise is going to be on. And we're going to be doing a Holy Ghost dance no matter where it is that we find ourselves today. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I want you to be encouraged this morning to keep walking. Say, keep walking. To keep standing, to keep believing, to keep speaking, and to keep praying. Discouragement is a spirit. The Bible says, put on a garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. And when we begin to succumb to heaviness and the spirit of depression and oppression, especially around the holiday season, many people think it's a wonderful time of year, but there are those who find it a sad time of year. And when we get underneath discouragement, we are tempted as believers to stop praying, to stop saying, to stop believing, to stop speaking. The Bible says in Psalm 90 in verse 15, don't turn there, just listen. This is the Message Bible translation, hallelujah. God will make our future as happy as our past was sad. God will make our future as happy as our past was sad. Some of us have been through some stuff. This morning, right now, in this room, if you have been feeling overwhelmed, mind racing, chest constricted, confusion, depression, oppression, I can't do it, I can't make it, this is too much for me, I can't even make sense of my thinking, I can't seem to gather my thoughts together, I can't seem to find a scripture, I can't seem to find a place upon which I can put my feet to stand to be in peace. How many of you felt like that? I want you to put your hands up, put them in the air, and I want you to just begin to praise God out of your mouth and say, God, I put on a garment of praise right now for a spirit of heaviness. An overwhelming spirit, a spirit that would try to beset us. Hebrews 12 says, run the race with patience that is set before you, and don't be beset. Don't be underneath. Don't become overwhelmed. Do not become weary in well-doing. Hallelujah. Just keep on worshiping the Lord and praising God right now. You're not going to quit. You're not going to give up. You're not going to go back. You're not going to walk away. You're not going to throw in the towel. You're not going to run. You're not going to drive your car off a cliff. You're not going to run into a pole with your vehicle. You're not, you're not, you're not, you're not, you're not, you're not. In the name of Jesus, you're not. Just keep praising. I want to read these scriptures to you while you're speaking out and worshiping the Lord. And I'm telling you this morning, in the spirit of the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that thing is lifting off you. Even right now, it's beginning to go.
Glory to your name, O God.
I was in such sad shape in my natural self, I had to call my daughter-in-law and tell her to come on over to the house because I couldn't make sense of anything, and I didn't think I could put one foot in front of the other. And that precious little girl came in and said, Carol, we can praise out of anything. And she just began to praise the Lord, and I put on Christmas music, and I started to decorate my Christmas tree. And by the time she walked out of the house, that thing had lifted right off me that I was dealing with for about a month. Come on, give God some praise in this place. It's a spirit. And greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Come on, shout to God this morning. Let the enemy hear you this morning. Come on, let depression, oppression, hopelessness, and all overwhelming demons hear us shout to God in the middle of the mess today. Come on, keep your hands raised and listen now. John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16:33, Romans 8:35-39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, shall distress, shall persecution, shall famine, shall nakedness, shall peril, shall sword? No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded, say I'm persuaded, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, those are demons, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah. I said none of these things. He said none of these things. Not a rebellious child. Not a checkbook. Not somebody who walked out on you. Not somebody who lied on you. Not somebody who's talking on you. Not your boss. Not your spouse. There's none of these things that shall separate us or be able to separate us from the love of God. Keep your hands up. Now listen. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Say, I'm strong. The greatest days are yet to come, church. The greatest days for the body of Christ are yet ahead. And the devil is no fool. He's the evil genius of this world. The Bible says in John, he's an evil genius. And if he's an evil genius, then he knows how to work it. Then he knows how to lie. Then he knows how to say. Then he knows how to do. But I'm telling you this morning, greater is he that's in you. Greater moved into you than any spirit of being overwhelmed, than any spirit of suicide, than any spirit of depression and oppression, than any spirit that would make you want to quit and stop. I'm telling you, by the Spirit of God, the latter shall be greater than the former. And the Bible says in Zechariah chapter 10 and the very first verse, it talks about the latter rain, and it says lightning sent from God comes before the rain, and lightning shows up in the darkness, church. I've never seen lightning in the middle of the morning or afternoon or noonday. And some of the stuff that we've been walking through, that we've been worried about, that we've been concerned about, is the lightning that God has sent out of heaven to trim us down, to cause us to be lean in the Holy Ghost, to have us put some stuff away. We can't be ready for the move of God the way we are today. We need to be dressed up and cleaned up. We need the lightning of God and the fire of the Spirit. We need the launderer's soap that the Bible talks about in the minor prophets, where he says the launderer is going to come and he's going to wash us up and he's going to clean us out and he's going to change some things and he's going to rearrange some things and he's going to flip us up in the air and we're going to be free falling, saying, "What in the world? What in the world?" Let me tell you something. I have said "what in the world" more times in the last 2 years than I can even begin to tell you this morning. But I know that this book says when the wind blows, the wheat falls at his feet, and nothing blows away but the chaff and the weeds. Say glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says the lightning comes in Zechariah 10, but then it says, oh, the rain comes. The latter rain is greater than the former rain. And we're in the days of the latter rain, my brother. We are in the hour of the great pouring out of heaven, and we need to wash our eyes in the blood of Jesus Christ and clean them out and begin to get the eye salve of the anointing to see the rain and to hear the sound of a mighty rushing rain. When you walk out and you say, "God, I don't even see a cloud," you need to hear the rain in the spirit. Listen. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is for those of you that were feeling overwhelmed. How many of you are already sensing a change? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. We're in the evil day, church. We're in the day that was prophesied by the great prophets, where Jesus himself said there would be days that were hard to bear. Days of great distress, hard to bear. What do you think you've been walking around feeling? Some of that stuff's trying to lay on the body of Christ, because the enemy knows that the Spirit of God is moving in such an unprecedented way, where change is coming to your house, to my house, to your finances, to my finances, to your children, to my children, to your body, to my body. Hallelujah. Give God a shout this morning. Listen to 1 John 5:4-5. For whatever is born of God, are you been born of God? Has the Spirit of God come to reside on the inside of you? Did you pray the sinner's prayer one day and say, "Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I need a Savior"? That's you then. You've been born of God. This is the victory that overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcomes feeling overwhelmed and underneath, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh you but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Turn your Bible over to Joshua chapter 1. God's going to make your future as happy as your past was sad. Joshua 1:1-9. Let's read together what the word of the Lord says. Remember, as you read this morning, trouble is designed to take you in, not out. And the devil wants us to think we're headed out. Every single thing that we've been through is an indication of all that we are about to walk into. Shout to God and say, "I am walking into my destiny."
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus, because Jesus is alive. Jesus.